Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an amicus brief in a federal court of appeals case opposite of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The latter takes the position that the Title VII law, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, includes sexual orientation and gender identity. The DOJ says it does not. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications of Liberty Counsel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. This is a complete change from the Obama administration, and what you're really seeing here, Matt, is the Trump administration, represented by the Department of Justice, on the one hand, and the former Obama administration, represented by the majority of the people that serve on the EEOC, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, because Obama put enough people on there to have a majority and used the agency to try to push the LGBT agenda. And therefore, the EEOC has gone after employers trying to get courts to accept its position that the 1964 Civil Rights Act, where it says you cannot discriminate on the basis of various categories, race and sex, for example, includes sexual orientation and gender identity. The DOJ now has filed a brief saying the plain reading of the law does not include sexual orientation and gender identity. It's really a battle between the old administration and the new administration. The new administration, frankly, represents what the law actually says.
How refreshing.
Yeah, and we need to understand here the whole purpose of Obama's stacking the EEOC with people like Hy Feldblum. This was a Georgetown University law professor, radical lesbian activist who has endorsed open communal marriages, polygamous marriages. The whole point here is to use the EEOC, to use Title VII as a weapon against religious liberty and to grant special rights in complete contradiction to the legislative intent of Congress when they passed Title VII, clearly talking about the sex, the biological sex, male or female, has nothing whatsoever to do with certain sexual attractions or proclivities and behaviors, or a person suffering from gender dysphoria, the mental disorder called gender dysphoria. So finally, under the Trump administration, we have a president and a DOJ with the courage to stand up against people like Hy Feldblum and the EEOC. Hy Feldblum, who has said when religious liberty comes into conflict with newfangled so-called gay rights, she has said, quote, gays win, Christians lose. And isn't that really what this is all about?
Yeah, that's really what it is about. And so this particular case, the EEOC, for those of you who are not familiar with it, is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and it is an agency of the federal government that is supposed to oversee and implement the federal law known as Title VII. That particular law goes back to 1964, and it uses the word sex, that you can't discriminate on the basis of sex, meaning male and female. Clear meaning of that statute, not only of the statute in 1964, but oftentimes, Congress has been asked in recent years to amend Title VII to include sexual orientation and gender identity as additional categories, and Congress has repeatedly refused to do so. It's never been passed. It's never gotten to the president's desk for signature, let alone veto. So it's clear what it meant in 64. It's clear what it means today. But the agency, which is not over the legislative body, the legislative body passed the law, refused to amend the law. The agency has no authority over that body. But under Obama, with Hy Feldblum as one of the people on the EEOC, they tried to push the ideology because they couldn't get their agenda passed through Congress. They're trying to get it passed through the courts, and they're trying to come after these employers and file suit against them. And this particular case begins in 2010 regarding Donald Zarda, a skydiving instructor that filed suit against the employer Altitude Express in federal court in New York, alleging that the company terminated him because of his sexual orientation, claiming it violates Title VII. EEOC took the position that it does. The DOJ, the Department of Justice, the highest law enforcement agency in the country, has filed a brief saying, no, it does not. And the DOJ is clearly correct when it comes to the rule of law.
And, you know, this is really a positive and unusual move for the DOJ, which doesn't typically weigh in on private employment lawsuits. But taking a stand, you know, no government entity outside a legislative process can grant special rights to a subset of the population based on a demand or desire to rewrite the law. So it's, you know, it's a very positive thing the DOJ is saying, no, this is not correct.
Yeah, neither the agency nor judges can rewrite the law. Only Congress, in this case, can amend the law, and
right.
Congress has refused to do so, meaning that they clearly intend that the word sex includes male and female. Frankly, if you then add this idea of gender identity, that a man can think and therefore be treated legally as a woman or vice versa, it undermines the actual purpose of the law. The purpose of the law originally was to help women who have historically been discriminated against in the context of employment. We needed an amendment to the Constitution of the United States just to get women the right to vote. So if you had that, now you also see discrimination in the workplace, not being hired or not being promoted or not having the same benefits. That's why Title VII was passed in 1964. But if a man can therefore think and be treated as a woman, it means there is no more purpose for Title VII because
right.
it is malleable and it's only a product of your mind as opposed to a long history trying to protect women.
So this is misogynist. I mean, it's anti-woman as well. And it's just another unconstitutional end around through the implementation of judicial fiat and judicial activism to try to get what they couldn't get done through INDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which they've been trying to pass for decades, which has failed on every single occasion. So that right there is a tacit acknowledgement that they know what they're doing here is trying to get around the legislative process, which is not the constitutional process. And again, Matt, it bears repeating that this is an attempt to create a license to discriminate against people based on traditional values, on their Christian beliefs, on their free exercise of religion. And so it's anti-woman, it's anti-Christian. And the DOJ, as Holly, as you pointed out, they don't typically weigh in on these private cases, but it shows you here with the Lizarda v. Altitude Express, it shows you that the DOJ recognizes the long-term ramifications of such an unconstitutional end around the legislative process.
Yeah, the case is now before the full panel, not just three judges, but the full panel of judges at what's known as the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And the court actually invited other parties to weigh in. And so the DOJ did weigh in, and they represent the clear understanding of the law. The INDA that you mentioned, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, that's a proposed bill that had been introduced over and over and over again, going as far back as former Congressman Barney Frank to try to amend this law. First of all, it had sexual orientation. Then subsequent iterations included gender identity. It had an exemption for churches. They could never even get that passed. And then eventually the Human Rights Campaign withdrew its endorsement of it. Why? Because it had an exception for churches to accommodate religious beliefs. They said they would not support it anymore unless churches and religious organizations were also going to be governed by this. So they've never been able to get moving on this. Congress has rejected it. Either one body of the House or the Senate periodically have voted against this, and it never has passed. So it's very clear. We'll continue to follow it. The ruling on this case, Matt, will take place sometime later this year. The oral argument has not yet been reset on this case. But it's a big issue because it will affect employers across the country. The fact of the matter is the law is very clear, and neither the EEOC nor courts should be allowed to change that law and amend it unilaterally. That's one of the problems that we've seen with our judicial system, where judges just amend the law, thinking that they have the power to rewrite the law according to their own special interest, and they do not. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also look at some of our resources there. Go to our online store. There's lots of resources in terms of books, booklets, and other material to help you advance and understand your religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. If you have information that needs our assistance, call us at 407-875-1776. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and all of our various ministries. You can learn more about them at lc.org. And you can also make online contributions to support the ministry of Liberty Counsel right there at the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.